One way or another, this pandemic has taken a toll on our collective mental health. But it's been especially hard for Black Americans who have felt the disproportionate impact of this virus. African Americans are hospitalized for COVID at 2.5 times the rate of whites. In Florida, Stephanie Colombini at member station WUSF explores how the pandemic intensified mental health challenges in the Black community and how it's feeding a conversation about change.
Vicky is 52 and has lupus. So like many people at risk for severe COVID-19, she spent most of last year at her home in the Tampa Bay area. She avoided getting sick, but quarantining took a toll in ways she says she couldn't have imagined.
You were trapped with yourself. You couldn't go anywhere, so you had to face yourself and face your demons and whoever you're trapped with, their demons too.
Vicky was trapped with an abusive wife, which is why we're not using her last name. Verbal assaults turned physical until this past February, when Vicky says her now ex-wife shot her 6 times for threatening to leave. Vicky's recovered for the most part physically, and the case is working its way through the Pinellas County court system. But her emotional wounds are taking longer to heal. Vicky got free counseling, but those sessions ran out, and she's struggling to find a provider in her price range.
They're saying, get help, get your mental health. But however, there's no one to take you if you don't have insurance or if you can't afford a private one or whatever. So that's where I'm at right now.
Data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention show significant increases in mental health concerns throughout the pandemic. And Black and Hispanic Americans were often more likely to have needs and less likely to receive treatment than non-Hispanic whites. The CDC also says Black and Hispanic people were more likely to get sick and die of COVID-19. Reggie Williams is Vice President of International Health Policy with the Commonwealth Fund.
Stress related to the uncertainty and the impact of isolation, worrying about transmission of COVID-19, concerns about job security, all likely exacerbated the feelings people had.
And the murder of George Floyd and other police killings of Black individuals and the civil unrest that followed added more trauma. The Commonwealth Fund conducted a survey in 2020 assessing people's health concerns. Williams found more than half of Black Americans who reported having mental health needs had cost-related problems accessing health care. He says they were also more likely to have multiple chronic health conditions and had high rates of avoidable emergency room visits.
And so Black people, as well as Latino people, are facing real barriers in getting the care that they need for their mental health concerns, as well as their broader overall health concerns.
The nonprofit Mental Health America ranked Florida 40th in the nation in 2020 for access to care. That factors in things like mental health workforce availability and access to insurance and treatment. And there are other barriers. Vicky says societal pressures on Black people also make it harder to seek help.
As a Black woman, no matter what you go through with trauma, you still have to deal with the kids. You still have to cook. You still have to clean. You had to put on this mask like everything is all right. There's nothing that can hurt you. You know, you have to be superwoman. And I think a lot of us don't deal with our trauma and our grief because we're just meant to go on.
Resilience is something members of the Black community should be proud of, according to LaDonna Butler, a counselor who founded the Well for Life in St. Petersburg. The organization aims to provide a healing space for Black and Indigenous people of color. But she says assumptions about that resilience can perpetuate a stigma and create gaps in care.
Because when people believe you are so strong, they often don't create systems or strategies that will allow you to seek help with the great pride that you have. And when people don't feel seen, heard, or respected, they are less likely to get help.
Last summer, the Well for Life hosted a summit called Healing While Black that brought residents, clinicians, and community-based organizations in the Tampa Bay area together to raise awareness and have tough conversations about mental wellness. One of those discussions took place inside St. Petersburg's Central Station Barbershop. About a dozen men are in conversation with S. Kent Butler, president of the American Counseling Association. A few got their hair cut as they reflected on how the difficult circumstances their families were in forced them to toughen up at a young age. Others talked about how the legacies of past traumas like slavery and Jim Crow have contributed to mental health challenges in the community. And Butler said Black people don't just have post-traumatic stress from past injustices because the hardships keep on coming.
That's it. I mean, it's real. It's CTSD. It's real. Continuous traumatic stress disorder. That's all we have in our community.
CTSD.
Mm. It's continuous. Every day. I say this all the time. Every time I walk out of my house, I know I'm walking out as a black man. Mm. And I know that that doesn't mean that I'm going to walk back in.
Yeah.
And that's continuous. That's what that anxiety is, right?
Butler told the group it's important to acknowledge those emotions and give themselves permission to heal. Many men walked out hugging each other. Experts say one positive thing that has come out of the recent civil unrest over racial injustice and the COVID-19 pandemic is that more people are having these kinds of conversations about mental health and improving equity. LaDonna Butler with the Well for Life says she's been especially inspired by young people.
They're talking about counseling and mental health, you know, at rates that I've not seen. So I think it's also brought to our tongue the power of mental health and the importance of really taking care of yourself, because we really do matter.
Embracing mental wellness is important, but advocates say serious changes also have to be made to the healthcare system and other areas of society in order to ensure everyone gets the help they need. For Here and Now, I'm Stephanie Colombini.